So now what? I love this. So now what? Madonna, what I loved about Madonna, her Truth or Dare tour, I have her book autographed, copied. But this song here, Justify My Love, Lenny Kravitz wrote that. And I learned that from Howard Stern. And he said, yeah, Madonna, when she put her eyes on you, man, that was it. And in this opening song, because Lenny wrote this song for Madonna, said, I want to kiss you in Paris. First of all, I don't care what you say, you can deny it, whatever, and I'm not making assumptions. It would not surprise me that Madonna and Lenny Kravitz had a rendezvous. Are you kidding me? Look at her, look at him. She was really, I learned back in the day. First of all, she was very in tune with her sex. MTV refused to even air the video. The video is really provocative. Like, and back in those days, like, whoa, very suggestive. Proud of her, though, because she lived her sexual truth. We have to live our sexual truth. Better sex? Better sex? That's a question. Do you want better sex? Not robotic, methodical sex, but the whole sexual revelation has happened. They were definitely a sexual revolution. We're in denial of it. When you have swingers, polyamory, BDSM, and kink, still living underground but growing enormously, because people are enjoying their sexual truth, who are we to judge? You talking about clergy, people up in church, doctors, lawyers, judges, you can name it. It is not, what's what I'm looking for? Oh, no respect of person. Good one. No respect of person. All the communities I've just mentioned. Living a sexual truth. Yeah. Because you would think Let Sex Breathe, which is a segment on the app, or Sexual Freedom, which is way overdue. I had an incredible interview with Gigi Ingles. She's well-known certified sexologist and more, published author. We're still in denial. Sex is still taboo. My book, which is a self-help guide, Auralicious, which is my registered trademark brand. Great things about to happen with the lipstick. Focus. And it's like I put oral sex on the cover of my book because I was conveying, which is what also launched me to do my podcast, inspired me to do my podcast, because it's not bad or disgusting. Dispel of the negative notion that oral sex is bad or disgusting. Really? You ask men that question? I would say 90% of men like having their penis sucked. Yeah. And Usher sung it in The Good Kisser. Make me want to tap out, retire. Lipstick on my legs. Yeah. Okay. His opening sequence in the video. Go watch it and tell me what he does with his mouth, lips, and tongue. One day I'm definitely going to get him to endorse the Auralicious lipstick. Absolutely. So anyway, I would love him to be a spokesperson. Just his lips, Usher's lips, are you serious? Whew. I'm just saying. Okay, let me get focused. So anyway, did I say Tatiana? Tatiana here. Thank you for coming to the podcast. I'm doing a really quick promo about the app, and I want to share it with you. So question, better sex for sure? Yeah. I think it's time. I'm not talking about robotic or methodical. Yeah, or one-sided, which is, that's insanity to me, unless you choose to have it that way. Like, I know BDSM, I know the bottoms and the slaves or whatever. I'm still vague on the idea. Even though I actually have to say that in my room on Clubhouse called The Pleasure Journey, which was derived from my book, which is with the Library of Congress, FYI, it's a community of us speaking our sexual truth. I'm a heterosexual female, love being one, refuse to ever apologize for it. I just love penis. I do. No, not multitudes when I'm involved with someone, of course. And I love how the body is. The body's beautiful to me. Absolutely. And our bodies were designed for sexual pleasure. It's a wonderland of pleasure. And Jaya said that. And we have to wake up our senses. I've scratched the traditional five senses because we're sexual creatures. Fact. Our bodies were designed for orgasms. Fact. Yes, some struggle. I understand that. I do have a segment called The Vajayjay's Not Broken. On my Clubhouse room, I actually used to host the last Thursday of every month, Your Pussy's Not Broken. Yeah. Because a lot of women still struggle in that area of having orgasms. The orgasm gap is real and it's growing. Yes. I see more commercials about Viagra and Cialis, and they now combine them together allegedly, and now it's more potent. And women still don't even have anything that can even ignite their libidos. Yeah, I mean, I know there's secrets that we can, natural secrets that can ignite our libidos. But also, this is why women like oral sex too. Because it's pretty much like a guarantee that we'll have an orgasm. Because what most people don't understand, we have to be stimulated. The woman's clitoris or the woman's body, especially the clitoris, exclusively designed for pleasure, because you have to get her juices flowing, get her lubricated. So when you enter her, it's not painful. Yes, some people like pain. Rock out. I get it. But factual-wise, that's why our vagina walls have to be lubricated. And we get lubricated when we're sexually turned on. That's why sex play is important. No rushy-rushy. Or I don't like kissing. Then what are you doing to ignite her libido? Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited about that. But let me get to the Pleasure Journey app. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. So the Pleasure Journey app, my goal is to help you rethink your idea of sexual pleasure. And most importantly, to help you broaden and expand your sexual horizons. And we'll meet you where you are. Regroup. Rethink, reimagine your pleasure journey. But utilizing and understanding how our thoughts about sex plays a vital role in it will truly help you learn to appreciate your body beautiful, which stems from the notion that everybody's body is beautiful. Our body beautiful has senses that ignite sensational feelings within your inner core and set off very sensitive nerve endings, which can give off vibrational attraction. Remember attraction, people? I'm not attracted to you. I can't rock. No offense. I got to be attracted to you. Or it doesn't work with me. Let me stay focused. You will take a fascinating journey and learn about these crucial elements, the sex senses. They're now called the sex senses because we're sexual creatures. Sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. And what is smell? Our pheromones. The sex senses are our powerful, crucial, natural tools that we all possess, but only utilize two during sex, taste and touch, and never to the fullest. Can you imagine if we incorporated all our unmatched senses? The mind was the biggest sex organ we humans possess. The body beautiful, your pleasure map to an incredible orgasm for sure. And our sex senses, they all work in conjunction. Always, all the time. When we show up, be open and receptive. They all work in conjunction. They feed off of each other. They feed off of each other. When we allow ourselves to be in the now, feel, absorb, understand, let it consume your body, mind, and spirit, how the mind, body, and the sex senses operate. It's like eating something incredible. Like when you're at a nice restaurant, the ambiance is great, and the food from the appetizer to the main course to the dessert. That's what good sex is. Okay, let me get focused. Okay. So I believe the sex senses operate literally in a cocoon, welcoming and waiting for its partners to show up, melding together, feeding off of one another, understanding each of their vital components, important sex roles to love and satisfy thy mental, body, and spirit. It all starts with that initial attraction, aka chemistry, that brings about the connection, of course. Your BFF, the energy, or ACE is an acronym, or starts the fire to ignite. It's the beginning that jumpstart, that conduit that fuels and keeps flames burning during your pleasure journey. So that's what the pleasure journey is going to be about, the app. I'm excited. The app is in its test flight right now with iOS and, of course, Android, which is Google. And I'm still improving it. I'm excited about it, and I'm very meticulous. So I've actually secured two great partners, OMGYES, powerful, powerful brand. Definitely check out Auralicious.com. They're on the landing page. And also Superpass, my incredible team that's getting me to get this incredible opportunity launched. Powerful team. I'm excited to have one. And also, like I said, you know, it's actually live on Android if you want to check it out. Yeah, like I said, Apple, we're still fixing minor things, not a lot, you know, but probably going to have a soft launch May 1st just to, you know, get the kinks out. But I'm really proud of it, really proud of it. You know, I'm going to be having mugs and T-shirts for your Pussy's Not Broken segment. I'm still looking for men who want to come and speak on the podcast, how they feel or think about them more than their penis. I really like that. I think that's an untapped topic, and it has yet to be the layers pulled back. Yeah. And one thing I did learn from this guy, he was like, we're more alike than we're not. You know, women breasts and men nipples, or women nipples and men breasts, excuse me, are equal in terms of the nerve endings. The only nerve endings that differ on men bodies and women bodies are our genitals. Women genitals are clitoris. We have 8,000 nerve endings, where the penis only has 6,000. But everything else is equal. The nerve endings on all our bodies, except our genitals, are all equal. Yep. 12,000 nerve endings on the breasts and nipples. Mm-hmm. The lips, 10,000. So what makes you think we're not different? We're not. Mm-mm. Nope. So anyway, I'm excited about the app, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. Yeah, it's going to be powerful. Because I want it to be an information highway to help you unpack, surrender, embrace your freedom. You know, learn your sexual truth, and you have to be open and receptive. You know, don't beat yourself up. For those who never had an orgasm, I will work with you. You will have one before. Yes, it's our birthright. Seriously? Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm excited. So stay tuned for the Pleasure Journey app. And the tagline, better sex for sure. Tatiana signing out. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex. Ciao.